Hey everyone, welcome back to the Cartoon Rewind Podcast, where we take you on a nostalgic journey through some of the beloved cartoons of all time. I'm your host, Ro, and as you can probably see if you're watching this on YouTube, but if you're not, if you're listening, you'll just hear my voice, because this week I'm doing it by myself. I'm flying solo. But also, besides this exciting new information, is also, this is a special episode. This is our Christmas episode. So it's our Christmas special for the year. And today's episode, what we're going to do is we're going to cover some holiday classic episodes from our childhood. I've handpicked four cartoons that should bring up some inner, wake up your inner child, if not at least waken some Christmas spirit that leads us up into Christmas, which is in 2 days. So hopefully you've seen some of these cartoons, and not, well, let's watch them together. We have four episodes, like I said. The first one is Muppet Babies, Babes in Toyland. Second would be our Super Mario Brothers Super Christmas Special. Then we're going to switch things up a little bit with some Transformer. We'll be watching Fire, the episode titled Fired in the Sky. And lastly, G.I. Joe Cobra, G.I. Joe episode called Cobra Claws Are Coming. So with that being said, let's grab some hot cocoa and let's get started. So as I said, our first episode we're going to watch is, we're going to talk about is Muppet Babies, Babes in Toyland. This is obviously Babes in Toyland, but just reimagined as by the Muppet Babies. Okay, so I remember this as a child. We the creativity of the Muppets, how they used to infuse their unique personalities into each on how the play was done. So it's very entertaining, even still to this day, to take a look at that. So why don't we take a moment and let's look at some of the highlights.
Working.
Oh, well, I was just showing how it could repel.
Intruder.
Oh, no! Not Nanny! My goodness! Sorry, Nanny!
Hey, Nanny! Scooter's new whatchamacallit robot is great! Can I have one?
Yeah, I want one too!
Me too! They look real,
play with your new toy for just a minute?
Well,
in fact, we're so nice, we'll trade you all of Nanny's wonderful toys for your one measly robot. Pretty good deal, huh?
What?
Yeah, just one time?
Hey, you're supposed to come out of the box, dummy.
Wow! What a great old toy store!
And what a neat old car!
Gee, Skeeter, you look like a real race driver. Hey, wait for me!
Ooh, what a handsome soldier!
Huh? Oh, hello. Say, would you care to dance?
Sure. But there's no music.
Music? No problem, Piggy. Come on, animal.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Hey, toys, it's time to play. You make me happy every day. My room looks messy, but I'm proud to say
I never get tired of toys.
Climbed on the tabletop, and he danced to the music.
Okay,
get him to the castle. Are you with me?
We're right behind you.
Huh?
Help me, Kermit Arthur. I can't control him.
Times of Joe Bob is on his way, and for Rand to save our day.
All right, guys. Let's say good night to the Black Knight.
Yeah!
Go for it.
Let's get him.
Hey, the closet door is open.
Scooter, quick, get him into the closet.
Times of Joe Bob is on his way.
Okay, I'll try.
Times of Joe Bob is on his way.
Sure.
Well, then just press all the buttons.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
So, all right. So that was some scenes from The Muppet Babies, Babes in Toyland. One of my biggest takeaways from this episode is, you know, which is my favorite part, is how they turned the nursery into a wonderland. So kind of starting to bring up, is it starting to bring up some of the holiday magic for you guys? Like it's doing for me. All right. Let's hope so. All right. Next up is Super Mario Brothers, Super Christmas Show. Now this goes by a couple of different names. It could also be, I know it's from time to time also known as, I think it's Koopa Claus is the name of the episode too. So it could go by either name. So. The plot is Mario and Luigi, obviously, versus King Koopa. They go up against him to try to save Christmas. It's, you know, super unique plot there. Again, you have a little bit of action, you have a little bit of adventure, and then they sprinkle some of the holiday cheer in there. So let's take a look. And then, obviously, if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, you're going to really enjoy it. Come on, this is pure 80s animation. At its finest. So, all right, let's take a look.
We still have to catch him.
No more, Mr.
Mr. Nice Cooper. I got the jolly man, see? One false move and he goes over the cliff. And I got a feeling it won't be such a happy landing, see?
I can't believe you would do that, Cooper. Doesn't Christmas mean anything to you?
Christmas? Christmas is a bah humcoop. A bah humcoop. A bah. The Mario Brothers beat me again, and I'm floating away at an iceberg. What else can go wrong?
I want to thank all of you for saving me from Koopa Claws.
I wonder how long it'll be till the workshop thaws out.
Not in time for me to make my deliveries, that's for sure. There will be no Christmas this year. It's very nice, Toad.
What's wrong with Santa?
You got your present, Toad, but no one else is going to get theirs. Santa's toys are frozen.
Here, Santa, take my snowboard. At least you'll have one present you can give.
Toad, in all my life, I've never seen anyone express the true spirit of Christmas better than you.
Don't cry, Santa, please.
I'm just so happy.
Look, the spirit of Christmas giving is touching everything.
Toad, your unselfish act fills me with the warm spirit of Christmas.
And it melts Cooper's ice. It's going to be a Merry Christmas after all.
I'd like to give all of you a special present. How about coming with me to deliver the presents?
You mean it, Santa?
Sure I do. And you can ride up front with me, Toad. Mario Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
All right, so that was Super Mario Brothers Super Christmas Special. So it was fun seeing our favorite plumbers deck out in the festive attire, wasn't it? Especially trying to tackle those holiday theme challenges. That was interesting. All right, so next up is, this is our next feature, Transformers G1 Fire in the Sky. Though it's not a traditional Christmas episode, but it did air originally during the holiday season back in the 80s, and it is in winter. It's set up in snow, so you get that winter, the winter feeling. So you're gonna have to use your imagination on me on this one, okay? So the plot here is the Autobots discover a dormant Decepticon in the Arctic. Fire Sky, we also know as Jetfire. So, you know, great toy to have if you're doing a toy review, which we've done in the past of Skyfire / Jetfire. We just recently did that, so be on the lookout for that podcast. But let's take a look.
More than meets the eye, the Transformers.
That's the biggest snowman I ever saw.
Not snowman, Spike. Snowbot. There's a flurry in a hurry.
Oh, thanks, Jazz. I get the drift. Okay, spheroid projectiles ready? Fire!
Guys, that's Snow Fair!
Oh,
What's that?
Something's frozen in the ice.
Why are you standing around like lumps at a smelter? There's work to do.
We found something.
So you did. Starscream, I want a clearer look.
You shall have it, leader.
It appears to be a robot of unknown classification. With his size and probable strength, he will make an excellent Decepticon.
Not perfect. It not centers down.
Then give him 50,000 volts to activate his memory monitor.
Starscream, why are you so concerned about this creature?
Because I knew him once, a long time ago on Cybertron. Again, this time a million volts!
Also, cyber motor relays are useless.
Memory monitor activating.
You knew him?
His name is Skyfire. Observe his history as it was recorded before his icy imprisonment.
What happened, Starscream? It's you. You have rescued me. But where am I? This is not Cybertron.
No. This is Earth, where you crashed many years ago.
Perhaps. It seems the time has come for me to make the change from science to war.
We are near the location of the energy drain.
Prime, what is that?
Halt! Identify yourselves!
Autobots, transform!
Autobots?
You must be destroyed!
Those years under the ice diminished your loyalty coefficient, Skyfire. But because of our old friendship, I shall be generous. You may have the pleasure of melting down these Autobots.
But I'm a scientist, not an executioner.
I am your superior. I order you to terminate them!
No, I will not. They have done no wrong.
But you have! Traitor!
But why you? I saw him destroy you!
An illusion, Skyfire. You and Starscream saw one of Hound's holograms.
Then you are functioning. Good.
Bumblebee, you're the flick! Hound, duck! Not close enough, Megatron.
Interesting choice of weapons, Optimus, but futile.
Everything to save us and the Earth.
The energy drain has been stopped. The Earth will heat up again, and the Decepticons are defeated.
But Skyfire is gone.
He won't be forgotten, Spike. He will live forever, so long as freedom exists. We shall remember you, Skyfire.
All right, so that was Fire in the Sky, with the first introduction of Skyfire. I think he only comes up one more time in the cartoon, but I think next episode is he comes back for another one. So we'll see. So it was pretty good. The holiday spirit is embedded in the storyline. Like I said, you're gonna have to use your imagination. It was great seeing the Transformers and amidst the ice and snow, adding a little different dimension that we're used to seeing them up, where Teletron 1 is and the Ark is in the desert, or once in a while we saw him in the water. All right, so our last one is G.I. Joe. This episode is called Cobra Claws Are Coming. So this episode brings the Joes together to stop Cobra's Christmas hijinks. So this is a Christmas episode. I'm calling it Christmas episode. So Cobra Commander hatches a plan to ruin Christmas. And obviously the Joes, let's hope they can stop them. We'll find out together. Obviously, it's the same dynamic as always. You got heroism for the Joes, teamwork showing you doing the right thing always works. So let's take a look. Let's watch this action, 80s action-packed animation. And let's see where let's look at some of the holiday elements in this cartoon. All right.
America's daring, highly trained special mission force. Its purpose, to defend human freedom against Cobra, a ruthless terrorist organization determined to rule the world.
He never gives up, he'll stay till the fight's won. G.I. Joe will dare. G.I. Joe. G.I. Joe.
Your beak, bird, or there's a feather duster in your future.
Don't stop, Timmy! Lift that train!
Always wanted one of these when I was a lad. Charming, isn't it now?
The place looks awfully deserted, Duke.
Most of the Joes took holiday leave.
We were attacked by a rattler on our way here. If Cobra mounts a full assault while we're short-handed...
They'd never get through our automatic defense grid, Cover Girl.
What the...
Trojan rocking horse. We've been snookered. I don't believe this.
Gotta sound the alarm, Chunk.
The alarm. Let's go.
Baroness, to the defense grid.
On my way, Major Blood.
That cooked his cupcake, Duke.
Too late. The Ray's done its job.
Season's greetings. Ah, rested from your little nap?
Where's Duke? Why isn't he with us?
Perhaps he prefers
Keystone
our company.
City.
You're gonna attack us, Queen? With our gear?
To make the government think we're behind it.
Yes. A tragic mistake, but quite understandable, especially after they've seen this.
Citizens of Keystone City, this is Sergeant Duke Hauser, G.I. Joe team leader. We're tired of serving our country. It's time the country started serving us. As of 1100 hours, the Joes declare your city under martial law, our law. Resistance will be met with deadly force.
The Joes are finished.
Don't mail the invitations to your victory party yet, Destro. Tripwire, check the airfield.
You needn't bother.
Cobra Commander and the others have departed to attack Keystone City in your vehicles and in your name.
We'll stop them somehow, Destro. We still have you.
Do you? Or do I have you?
Smother him! Smother him!
Okay, let him up.
Okay, guys, we're stuck with Cobra equipment, but it's gonna have to do.
Shucks! We can beat them Cobra owl hoots flying cardboard boxes!
Then let's do it!
Yonja!
We gotta stop Cobra before they reach Keystone City!
That's a Cobra Claw! One of ours! But who's flying it?
Nice shooting, Blowtorch! But we've still got one tall job ahead of us.
Your buddy? Your pal?
Well, Cover Girl, Merry Christmas. Are you okay?
Yeah, thanks. And you?
Okay. But what are we gonna do about that rather large bird over there?
Whatever he says, Duke. Whatever he says.
Yeah, I guess we'd better. At least until we fix Destro's gun.
Oh, got you a little present, Duke.
Oh? What's that?
The key to your handcuffs.
You shouldn't have.
Merry Christmas, Duke.
Son of a gun. It is Christmas, Junkyard. You know, all of a sudden, I don't feel bad anymore. Merry Christmas, you old hound dog.
Merry Christmas, Joes.
Everybody.
Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas!
But let me go back. Cobra Claws, that was it. Cobra Claws, there. And nothing says Christmas like Joe saving the day and... obviously, whatever weird thing Cobra Commander comes up with this week. So, all right. Hopefully, you guys enjoyed as much as I have. But that's a wrap for our Christmas special. I would like to know what is some of your Christmas episodes. So, if you guys can comment on our social media, we have. You can find us at Cartoon Rewind Podcast on Instagram, TikTok, X, Facebook. We are anywhere and everywhere where social media is fine. Wherever you got this link, please let us know. I would like to know what was your favorite holiday episode. Obviously, the odds of I may not be fire in the sky, or maybe it is, and in that case, you're awesome. But if not, I want to know. What was your favorite holiday episode growing up? Or still is as an adult, which is your favorite one. So that's a wrap on our Christmas special. I hope you enjoy this festive trip down memory lane. Make sure to share your favorite cartoon episodes with us, okay, on our social media. But until next time, guys, happy holidays. I hope you enjoy the times with your friends and families. And we'll see you very soon. Peace.